News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
And Cork Bureau editor Joe O'Shea has made the long walk from downstairs in the Republic of Cork to have a chat with me this morning. How are you doing, Joe?
Oh, great, yeah, great.
Don't forget, we have huge amounts of traffic restrictions in Cork today because the European Commission is in town on tour as part of the EU presidency. But people living in Doonbeg might need to take the warning of Cork today that there'll be a lot of disruption when somebody important comes to town.
Yeah, President Trump, he's sent a video message to Ireland, which of course was supposed to be about celebrating Ireland's role in American independence. It's the 250th anniversary of that. But of course, it ended up mostly talking about himself, as usual, and talking about his fantastic, wonderful, world-beating, gorgeous, beautiful golf course in Doonbeg, and threatening to come and visit for the Irish Open.
It is a threat. I'm interpreting this as a threat.
Nobody wants this. Obviously, nobody wants this guy to visit Ireland unless you're some sort of lunatic in September. The guards don't want it. Certainly, the government don't want it. I mean, nobody wants to see this guy coming here. It would be a massive headache. It would be the usual Mango Mussolini, disaster. Everything he does is a disaster these days. The celebrations that they're having in Washington, D.C. for the 250th are
absolutely... I'm loving every bit of
it. It's ridiculous. It's like, I mean, you've seen the community games have put on a bigger show than this thing, right? So, Trump coming to Doonbeg, nobody wants it. He probably won't do it anyway because he's reluctant to go out to major sporting events at the moment. People think he mightn't go to the World Cup final because he knows he's going to be booed. Yeah, he knows, and he hates that. So it's unlikely it's going to happen. He's kind of holed up in the White House and Mar-a-Lago at this stage. But, you know, something to look forward to, I suppose.
The Great American Fair is what you're referencing. And it is the most beautiful failure. Yeah. Because literally nobody turned up. Even the MAGA hat wearing people didn't turn up to this. And then they called it off because of the weather.
Yeah. I know. And like they had people performing on this huge stage with literally four people standing in front of them. They had these kind of like tents or shacks basically set up to represent each American state.
The Mullingar show would turn out more.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the Cork Summer Show gets bigger crowds. Literally, the Cork Summer Show gets way bigger crowds than turn up for this. So again, nobody wants to see him here, really. So let's hopefully it won't happen.
Yeah, he might lose interest between now and then. The classic thing, Joe, that nobody would have talked about 20 years ago, but we now have to talk about because of the nature of climate change. And last week was a classic example of this. 1 in 10 Irish homes are at risk of overheating.
Yeah, this is from Technical University Dublin. And I mean, they're basically pointing to the obvious without being down on the boffins at TUD. We don't have air conditioning in our homes. We don't have it on our public transport, which I noticed a lot when the weather got really hot. And they're saying that basically we're going to have to start thinking about this, especially with new build homes. How do we kind of factor in extreme heat temperatures? It's not something that we've ever had to deal with before. It's just like if it gets a bit hot, open a window, you know, and we'll be fine. You can't do that, obviously, because as we now know from last week, with the really high temperatures, you do that, you're just leaving hot air into the house.
Yeah.
So it's going to become a big factor. It's going to have to be dialed in, factored into. You were just talking about all those new build apartments and so forth. Are we going to put in air conditioning like they do
But is that not inevitable? There's a stat that I read online that less than 3% of Irish homes have air conditioning. And I think that's being generous.
Yeah, I've never been in an Irish house with air conditioning.
If you have one, let us know. 1400 106. But it would have been seen as a completely unnecessary extravagance and expense, even for those who could afford it.
Yes. But then, you know, you're putting aircon in every house in Ireland, then carbon, you know, you're burning fossil fuels to pay for the electricity. Reverse heat pumps, probably the way. I mean, we're going to have to find a solution because this is a problem, obviously, that's not going away.
Yeah. You are absolutely hanging on every bit of news that's coming out of New York with Taylor Swift getting married. And whether or not it's happening in Madison Square Garden, whether she is going to some kind of little chapel down the back. I don't know. Have you any insight?
I do because I have a 9-year-old daughter. And B is very, very, very interested in Taylor Swift and everything she does and what's going to happen. And this is kind of fascinating because this is an example of extreme celebrity and how do you keep something, you know, as big as a wedding, how do you keep that private? there's the rumours are that it's a big event in Madison Square Garden, that they're building a fake castle, that they
it's
have...
kind of a Machia hall, if you're going to go. I mean, that's not... I wouldn't get... Not my first choice.
No, makes... I'm no celebrity showbiz expert here, but this is what makes me think that this is a massive fake-out from Taylor Swift, that they're going to go to some castle on the Amalfi Coast... While all the world's paparazzi are camped outside Madison Square Garden, and they have a Taylor Swift lookalike and a Travis Kelce lookalike going in to Madison Square Garden, because it doesn't sound like the kind of fairy tale wedding that we think she might want. They're making people sign, everybody who's involved, you know, has to sign these ironclad NDAs, and if you leak anything from the wedding, they'll throw you in a Taylor Swift dungeon.
Interestingly, some sod, poor sod working there, tried to take a photograph of said large castle, and he was sacked.
Well, I'm not surprised, because if you can get a photograph of Taylor Swift's fantasy wedding castle, you could sell
that
for $5 million.
Yeah. On the idea of houses needing air conditioning, lads, we have had less than 1 week of hot weather so far this year. Get a grip, Willie, says a listener who clearly enjoyed last week and not being able to sleep. And Kevin has said, blame the English, which is a fairly standard Irish response for any problem. They made us have small windows. If you open the back door in the front, you get a bit of a draft going, to be sure, says Kevin. And Taylor Swift is the centre of the universe, as everyone everyone knows that, says somebody else who may very well be your 9-year-old daughter texting in. Staying with New York, these two... I'll call them flutes, for the want of a better expression, who climbed to the top of the Empire State Building. Was it a wedding proposal?
I didn't know until this happened that there's such a job as professional roof topper, which is what these two guys are. Basically, they're a Russian couple living in New York. And what they do is they go around the world climbing illegally to the top of the tallest buildings in the world and filming it for their... one of them, Angela, has 1 million followers on Instagram. So... they climbed to the top of the Empire State Building. Not only, they went up the antenna, which if you've ever been to the Empire State...
That's the top of the top.
That's the top of the top. That's 200 feet above the top deck. So they were right up on a little kind of platform. It looked terrifying.
I'd imagine the NYPD looked at that going, they're waiting for them to come down. Yeah. They can't stay there forever.
Well, here's the funny thing. I mean, they're Russian citizens living in New York. These days, they're going to be deported.
You wouldn't
basically
want to draw attention to yourself.
No, you would not want to draw attention to yourself. They did unfurl a big banner when the power of love defeats the love of power.
It was an awful loud mouthful, wasn't it? It took a long time for me to decipher what it said.
It's the chorus from the Eurovision Song Contest winner, I think, from a couple of years ago. That's what it sounded like anyway. Or some awful Europop song, Women Are My Favourite Guy or whatever. But they got the attention they wanted, because this is what they have a pretty good lifestyle in New York, apparently, by doing these stunts and getting millions of people to look at them.
Yeah. What was your proposal to Mrs. O'Shea?
No, not as dramatic as that. It was much closer to the ground. Yeah. Much closer. Yeah.
For safety reasons, more than anything else.
Health and safety.
Loads of people on the air conditioning thing said, Francis says, I put in aircon to provide heat. I've solar, so it costs nothing.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Good man, Francis. Yeah. Lad, says somebody else, a bit of heat for a week and you're talking about air conditioning. What about August has turned into rainy season, as well as most of the year? And re-air conditioning, neither the Spanish or the Germans, for example, do air conditioning in their houses or apartments. Nonsense. I was in a Spanish apartment last week, and if I didn't have air conditioning, I'd have died. they have decent shutters, either rolling shutters or folding with adjustable slats. They also have air conditioning, particularly in southern Spain, for very obvious reasons. Joe, absolute pleasure. Thank
Cheers.
You very much for coming. And thank you for coming into our wonderful air-conditioned studio.
Yes, it's lovely.
It's
thank
very
you.
Pleasant
yeah,
indeed.
Yeah.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.